welcome to another episode of Fresno EOC's Poverty Fighters Podcast. My name is Antonio Aguilar Jr. and I am the Training and Development Coordinator at Fresno EOC. I hope everyone had a chance to listen to our last episode, which is actually the first installment in our new Equity and Inclusion series, hosted by our Manager of Equity and Inclusion, Kevin Williams. Please be on the lookout for future episodes in that series. But for today's episode, I am back with another amazing guest who is going to be sharing some great insight on Fresno EOC's Transit Systems Program. The Transit Systems Program has been around for many, many years, and they just do incredible work. I was super excited to be able to sit down with this person and get to learn a little bit more about the Transit Systems Program. So without further ado, let me introduce Mr. Tom Francis. Tom, good morning. Welcome to our podcast. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well, Antonio. Thank you so much for inviting me. I really appreciate the opportunity.
Oh, no, definitely. You know, the pleasure is all mine. I think that it's important, you know, this information that you're going to be sharing today, we definitely want to get it out to everyone. And, you know, before we jump into any of the interview questions, why don't you kind of introduce yourself, you know, that let our listeners know who you are and, you know, the program that you work for and a little bit about what you do here for Fresno EOC.
Sure, I'd be happy to. Well, my name's Tom Francis, and I work at Fresno EOC Transit Systems. Mm-hmm. I am the route operations specialist, which is sort of a catch-all phrase for, you know, I do many things. Uh-huh. I get to work in the logistics. You know, we have so many important things that we do here at transportation. We really want to safely transport as many people as possible to their needed destinations. Uh-huh. So, among the things I get to do is I schedule people and make sure that the schedules are efficient and allow us to make the best use of and the wisest use of our resources. I was also privileged to take the lead in the launch of the dispatch software that we're currently using. Uh-huh. And this software allows us to track our vehicles, track our passengers, record miles, record hours, record so much information that helps us to be more proficient in the field. I get to train the drivers, use of the tablets that they have on board, uh-huh. Train the dispatchers for use of the software. And I support many other various projects. We have new contracts or existing contracts, and we need to work things out. I work in those types of things as well. And wow. Along with daily troubleshooting of any sort of logistical issues.
It sounds like they're keeping you busy there, huh?
I'm very busy.
That's a good problem to have, I always say. And how long have you been with the EOC?
I have been with Fresno EOC. I am in my 11th year. I was hired in October of 2010.
Wow, congratulations. That's awesome. So you're almost approaching another anniversary. I always think it's so cool, you know, to connect with employees and staff members that have been here for so long. You know, that I always think that's an incredible feat. So congrats on that. You know, 10 plus years is amazing. Now, for those that are not familiar with the Transit System Program, why don't you tell us a little bit about what Transit System does and, you know, maybe how long you guys have been around here?
EOC Transit Systems has been in existence since 1965. We started then transporting for Head Start. Uh-huh. Since then, the Consolidated Transportation Service Agency, CTSA, developed a program in 1982, mm-hmm. where we further started working with other agencies and other services. In 1992, we started transportation with a larger contract for Central Valley Regional Center. Okay. And we've been growing ever since, along with many other smaller partners.
Oh, wow. So 1965, that's actually the year that EOC began. So you guys have been going at it since the very beginning, huh?
Yes. There was a woman who began transporting at Head Start. Uh-huh. For the students, and we've been going ever since.
Wow. And you mentioned, you know, growing ever since then. So do you have an estimate of how many clients that Transit System is serving on a daily basis?
Right now, we're recovering from COVID like many people are. We have about 300 to 350 rides a day. Mind you, some people ride both ways. So we uh-huh. probably transport between 200 and 275 people a day. That's down from about 1,000 rides a day, a little bit uh-huh. more than that. And we're hoping to get our numbers back up.
Wow. And you mentioned, you know, the rides, and I know there's a lot of partnering organizations. Can you talk a little bit about the different types of passengers that you guys are carrying, or the different types of fleets that you guys have?
Well, that's a wonderful question. Thank you for asking. We really wanted to address that. We transport developmentally disabled people. We transport seniors. We transport people who can't get transportation for themselves. School children, we transport parents on going to work. There are so many people with transportation gaps that really need to be filled. Low income, middle income people that need transportation and can't mm-hmm. get it any other way.
Wow. So approximately how many drivers do you guys have on staff right now?
That's a difficult question because we're coming out of pandemic. So at this time we have probably 50 or so, but that number is ever increasing.
So, as you know, we've been going through this pandemic for over a year now, and it's infected a lot of our programs, but, you know, businesses all over, you know, the state and the country. And I know you mentioned earlier how we're starting to rebound. How many routes do we currently have within the transit system?
Thank you, Anthony. I'm really glad you asked that question. We currently have 43 routes. Coming out of the pandemic, however, that number is ever increasing, but that doesn't tell the whole story. We fill transportation needs and gaps in the community that we really believe are very, very valuable. We have routes that take developmentally disabled people to and from their day programs. Mm-hmm. Coming out of the pandemic, this is huge. Before, they were stuck at home because they are people who are vulnerable and right. they couldn't leave their home. Now they get to go to day program, and this is a real real plus for them. Oh, yeah. Also, we have routes that take people, senior citizens, to medical needs, hair appointments, grocery shopping, and other essential needs, things that are important to them. Uh-huh. We have routes that take people to get vaccinations. This is very important as well. Definitely. One that's particularly close to my heart, and I don't even know anybody that rides on this particular service, is a program we have that runs from 7 p.m. to 7 a.m.
Oh, wow.
And this program takes people, a parent and their child, to drop off the child at overnight care while the parent is transported to work. And at the completion of the overnight work, then we pick that parent up and then go pick up their child and take the two of them back home and repeat the process the next day. Who does transportation like that? Well, we do. We feel that we feel a need that is absolutely met. It's so important that we do that.
You mentioned earlier, you know, how transit fills the gaps. It sounds like you guys are really filling a lot of gaps, you know, with these services. It sounds like you guys are running 24/7. Is that correct?
That is correct. We are a 24/7 shop.
Wow, that truly is amazing, you know, to have this type of service that's running at all hours of the day. So, you know, anyone that needs a ride can you know, access these services at any time. That truly is incredible. Now, I've heard a lot about the driver's training program that you guys offer. So these drivers, do they have special certifications or special licenses? Talk to us a little bit about these training programs that Transit System offers.
Well, the drivers, to answer the first part of your question, they do have special certifications, and it depends on the responsibility that they shoulder. Mm-hmm. For example, if you're going to transport developmentally disabled people, you need a Class B with a passenger endorsement. That's a training program that we have that fills that need. You know, our training is very extensive. We allow people to be able to have a commercial bus driver training with that passenger endorsement. And the course takes about 6 weeks, uh-huh. and it includes classroom, it includes behind the wheel training. And on completion of the course, they're going to be able to have general knowledge, skills necessary for employment as an entry-level commercial bus driver.
Oh, wow.
Additionally, we have school bus drivers that require even more training. Mm-hmm. So we have a great deal of a wide variety of bus drivers who have different licensing. What some of them will do is obtain all the licenses that they can, and it allows them to be able to be more useful.
Mm-hmm. Now, are these driver training classes open to the public? So to our listeners right now, could anybody apply for one of these driver training programs?
As a matter of fact, on the EOC website, there is information and a phone number that they can call that'll allow them to be able to do this. I have the number here if you like it.
Yeah, definitely. Why don't you share it for everyone listening right now?
Okay, the number is 559-486-6587 and ask about driver training.
Yeah, that sounds like a great opportunity, you know, for anyone that is interested in becoming a driver, you know, whether a bus driver or it's Class C license, right, that you mentioned that they can train for also?
They can train for a Class B with a passenger endorsement.
Class B. Okay. Yeah. So, yeah, definitely a great opportunity. If any of our listeners out there, you're interested in becoming a driver, or maybe you have a family member or a friend, you know, that's interested in getting that type of license and becoming a driver, I definitely encourage you to visit the Fresno EOC website or call the number that Tom just shared now. Thank you for sharing that. It's definitely great information. Now, earlier you mentioned the growth of Transit. Are there any future plans to continue growing? Anything that you can share with us now?
Well, there are. You know, we're always looking for ways to grow. We're seeking ways to expand our alternative fuel fleet. We're also taking steps to expand the current EOC Transit Systems facility. We hope that this is going to be an aid to us because we're continuing to expand the existing contracts that we have and do more, provide more services for those. Additionally, we're seeking opportunities to partner with other agencies who serve low-income people, who serve children, disabled people, senior citizens, and anywhere else that we can see that there's a transportation gap that needs to be filled to the welfare of our community.
Wow, that's awesome. And it just so everyone's clear, it's not just the city of Fresno, right? We're serving all of Fresno County, right? I know I see transits all over, you know, some of these rural areas as well.
We serve not only within Fresno County, but we also have a contract outside of Fresno County in Madera.
Awesome. Yeah, so definitely a large area that we're serving. Now, I'm sure you already know, we call this the Poverty Fighters Podcast. You know, what does being a poverty fighter mean to you, and how do you think Transit Systems fits into that?
Well, to me, a poverty fighter means that I'm trying to help somebody to be able to achieve a goal that they otherwise might not be able to just give them the things that they need. In my capacity, that's to get them a ride, get them to work, get them to school, get them to training, help them with their daycare, to do the things that they need to do. When we don't have that, it's amazing how unfunctional our life can become. If we can fill that need, then that will help them to be able to take the step away from poverty.
Very nicely said, and I definitely agree. You know, it's unfortunate, you know, when transportation is a reason that, you know, someone, you know, can't accomplish a certain goal, or like you said, get to work. And I'm glad to, you know, be a part of this agency and you know, that has this program available and that's providing, you know, like you said, opportunities. And that's all we're about here at Fresno EOC, is providing the opportunity to our community. So definitely a wonderful service. And great things that you guys are all doing over there at Transit Systems. Anything else that you want to share with our listeners, Tom?
I think that we pretty much covered everything. I just want to thank you for the opportunity to share some of the things that Transit System does. It's hard to cover all of it in this short period of time, but we covered a lot of the essentials.
You definitely did cover a lot of information, and I appreciate your time, and I appreciate you being here to share with our guests. And hopefully we can sit down and talk a little more soon.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too.
And there you have it, folks. I hope you enjoyed my interview with Tom Francis of our Transit Systems program. Again, just incredible work that they're doing over there. And for all our listeners, if you are interested in that driver's training program, please be sure to visit the Fresno EOC website at fresnoeoc.org. Or you can call that number that Tom shared in this podcast. I hope this information was helpful. Please remember to share this podcast with your family and friends. And remember to look out for our next episode. Thank you and take care.